Simon & Schuster Audio presents How to Be Alone, If You Want to, and Even If You Don't, by Lane Moore. Read by the author.
Dedicated to the following in no particular order: Fiona Apple, Stevie Nicks, Nina Simone, Diana Ross, The Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan, Garbage, PJ Harvey, Sarah McLachlan, Romy Michelle's High School Reunion, Cameron Crowe, The Craft, Scream, Letters to Cleo, Living Single, Moonpoles and Caterpillars, Harold and Maude, Strangers with Candy, Mr. Show, Janine Garofalo, Mario Hornbacher, Lauryn Hill, Selena, Alanis Morissette, Ani DeFranco, The Cure, Wonderfalls, Sheryl Crow, Dinah Washington, Sinead O'Connor, Cyndi Lauper, John Waters, Prince, Reality Bites, Leslie Gore, The Dixie Chicks, Matilda, Girl Interrupted, Julie Doiron, Winona Ryder, Patti Griffin, Patti Smith, Mazzy Star, The Crystals, Tori Amos, Wet Hot American Summer, Michael Showalter, Michael Ian Black, A League of Their Own, Angelina Jolie, Sandra Bullock, Practical Magic, Anne of Green Gables, 10 Things I Hate About You, Brittany Murphy, Natalie Imbruglia, Poe, Ella Fitzgerald, Radiohead, Sam Phillips, Nico Case, Kathleen Edwards, Faith Hill, Gin Blossoms, Better Than Ezra, The Go-Go's, No Doubt, Heart, Portishead, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, Depeche Mode, Aretha Franklin, Cat Power, Bic Runga, Debbie Harry, Parker Posey, The Breakfast Club, Empire Records, Veronica Mars, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Arrested Development, Dina Carter, Shania Twain, Joe DiMessina, Patsy Cline, Margaret Cho, and Rosie O'Donnell. And the small voice in my head that never let me give up. Emergency contact left blank. Let me tell you this. If you meet a loner, no matter what they tell you, it's not because they enjoy solitude. It's because they have tried to blend into the world before and people continue to disappoint them. Jodi Pico, My Sister's Keeper. The first time I remember describing my family as non-existent was in middle school, when I described myself as the asexual offspring of a tree in an attempt to make total abandonment in the face of very alive parents sound super chill. There's a very particular sort of no man's land that comes with having alive parents who are technically there, could technically take you in if you really needed somewhere to go. But if you went there, you wouldn't be any safer than anywhere else. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, but my family is so wonderful and I still feel alone. Or, my mom sucks, but my dad was so awesome, but I still feel lonely all the time. Or, my mom was the best person and ever since she died, I feel so lonely. And to those people, I will say, I have no idea what any of that must feel like. None, not a clue. Even now, as I sit here writing this, I've never felt loved in the way I imagine many of you have in my entire life. I know that sounds depressing, so don't worry, my brain has responded accordingly by being depressed. I wish I had felt loved. It seems pretty cool. That isn't to say I haven't had glimpses of what it might be like. The equivalent of shitty little face mask samples from Sephora, just enough to cover your forehead and part of your right cheek. Just enough to give you an idea of how great it could be if there had been more of it for a longer period of time. Enough for several uses, maybe even a lifetime of them. But the larger sizes are pricey and out of stock, and it's fine. You didn't need it anyway. You'd gone this long without it. I wish I could give you a clean and simple business card explaining what happened, so I could be the kind of orphan who would immediately make sense to everyone. Like if my parents had a socially recognizable problem that immediately explained their inability to take care of me and my sister. Something I could put on paper and hand to people as proof. Here, this is why. And then I could write those two paragraphs for you. Easy. Example: I have a cocaine-addicted dad and a mom who loved meth. Boom. No further details required. Let's move on to the jokes. But they don't. And it's not that simple. If you tell someone your parent is an alcoholic or an addict, they seemingly, on some level, get that you had a rough childhood. You don't need to expand for hours trying